Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, my words, what I've done, what I've failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly and that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. To our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, All my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I promised it, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord my soul, trust in his word more than sentinels wait for the dawn. Let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord is kindness, with him is plenteous redemption, and he'll redeem Israel from all their iniquities. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, on the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also. Through His Spirit dwelling in you, the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will never live. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? One walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. He said this and then told them, Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him. So the disciples said to him, Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved. But Jesus was talking about his death. Well, they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, Lazarus has died, and I'm glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him. So Thomas called Didymus said to his fellow disciples, Let us go also go to die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, he will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews would come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, it's a very moving, very touching anecdote in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And just that you're aware of this, next Sunday will be Palm Sunday. We'll be entering into Holy Week, which is the most holy week in the year. So my young friends, I'd like to start off by telling you a story I heard related to what happened to Lazarus, what will happen to Jesus, and what will happen to you and to me. It was a school class of teenage children about your age. It was an English class. And the teacher said, "I want you to all to write a 2 to 3 page composition on the most famous living person that you know." So they spent a week, the 25 students, writing their composition on the most famous living person that they admired. One boy, and this happened maybe about 15, 17 years ago. One boy wrote a composition on Michael Jackson because he really liked rock and roll music, and he liked Michael Jackson, who was a very famous rock and roll star who had a tragic death about 5 years ago. Another one wrote a 3-page composition on Michael Jordan, the two MJs, right? Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan. My older brother says, Michael Joseph. Hey, there's the three MJs. And so he wrote this composition on Michael Jordan. If you're young people, you're probably aware that Michael Jordan was one of the most famous basketball players. And very interesting, when at the funeral of Kobe Bryant, they actually asked Michael Jordan to give a discourse, which was very moving. And then the teacher read a composition, and this boy had written a composition on Jesus Christ. And the teacher upbraided him. He rebuked him in front of the other children. And he said, I told you to write a composition on a living person. And the boy said, Jesus Christ rose from the dead and is alive. Hallelujah! Beautiful story. Very much related to the gospel we heard today. What you heard today is a preview of what we're going to be reading in 2 weeks. It's a preview. It's a foretaste. It's a preparation of what we are going to be celebrating in 2 weeks. 1 week we enter into the Holy Week, in which we enter with Jesus mounted on the donkey into the city of Jerusalem, and they're waving their palm branches, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. 2 weeks from today, we will celebrate the most important solemnity in the history of the church, the solemnity of solemnities. We will be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's truly risen from the dead. For that reason, that story that I told you young people is very applicable to the gospel today and what's going to be celebrating in the church in 2 weeks. If you follow the gospel today, it's long but very beautiful. In my catechetical talk, I told you, try to find some time to read the Bible. I would strongly encourage you to go to your Bible and go to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11. And it's long but very beautiful. But I'd just like to pull out maybe 3 ideas from that. First idea is that Jesus had friends. Jesus had friends. And those friends, 3 of his best friends, were 2 sisters and their brother, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. But Jesus has hopefully other friends. Hopefully you are the friend of Jesus Christ. Right now, and you're enclosed in the 4 walls of your house, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. So beg in this Mass that Jesus Christ will be your best friend. I had a portrait, let's see if I have it here. This is what we're talking about. Isn't this a beautiful picture? Just contemplate it. This is a picture of Jesus. And it says, El amigo que nunca falla. Your parents, who maybe speak more Spanish than English, what is it? He is the friend. He'll never fail you. And even though we fail him, he never fails us. You know, my friends, we just have to say this prayer. Jesus, forgive me. I love you. Right away, you're restored to the friendship of Jesus Christ. That could be a perfect act of contrition. Jesus, forgive me. I love you. Can you say that now with me? Jesus, forgive me. I love you. Jesus, perdóname, yo te amo. Jesus, perdóname, yo te amo. Jesus, perdóname, yo te amo. His love is always open. Beautiful picture, isn't it? Picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And you can see that his heart at the very bottom of the picture and is emanating fire. The heart and the fire are symbolic of love, how much he loves all of you. So that's the first point. Second point I'd like to make is this. As you remember in the Gospel that Lazarus had died and the sisters were suffering very much. And they called Jesus, and when Jesus arrived, Lazarus was already dead in the tomb, buried for 4 days. And Mary and Martha, weeping, said, Lord, if you were here, he would not have died. Jesus said, believe. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And then Jesus said, where was he buried? And they pointed, in the time of Jesus, people would be buried in caves, in mummy wrappings. And then there would be a stone that would be covering the cave. So Jesus draws close to the cave and he says something that's extraordinary. He says, remove the stone. And they say to him, Lord, he's already been buried for 4 days. There's already going to be a stench because they did not have embalming fluids the way they have in the United States. So the body would start to decompose. It'd have a stench, which means a really bad smell. Jesus didn't think about that. He didn't worry about that at all. He moved the stone. So imagine a couple of men pushing this very heavy stone. It's probably pretty heavy. And then, once that's done, in a loud voice, Jesus says, Lazarus, come on out. And Lazarus, who was in the tomb for 4 days, came out of the tomb and was given to Jesus, rather given to Martha and Mary. What joy in this encounter with their beloved brother. But my point is this. Lazarus could not come out of the tomb until the stone was removed. What are the stones or obstacles that you have in your life to prevent Jesus from entering into your life? I want you to meditate upon that. Children, as well as mom and dad, and myself as a priest, all those who are viewing this, what are the stones that are between you and me? What is the stone that's covering the entrance so that Jesus cannot enter into your life? Spend some time today in prayer, maybe right after Mass, and ask Jesus to remove that stone so he can enter, sit down and dine with you, and you dine with him. And that's my third point is this. After I receive communion, I want all of you to make a spiritual communion when I'm receiving sacramental communion. And what I want you to do is I want you to say to Jesus these three short prayers. Jesus, forgive me because I fail you at times. And then say, Jesus, I trust in you. There's an image on the wall in Spanish. Jesus in te confío. Jesus, I trust in you. And then say this. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, give me the heart to love Jesus with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Then after Mass, I'm going to be placing Jesus on the altar. And the picture of Jesus that you saw, he's going to be really present in that little host. Jesus is el amigo que nunca falla. Jesus is the friend that will never fail you. Love him with all your heart in this life, and he'll be yours in heaven for all eternity. Amen. I'm going to say and profess our faiths, praying the creed. I say the shorter creed is the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let's say the prayer of the faithful. As we rejoice in the promise of life, we pray for those who are preparing to receive the gift of life through the sacraments of initiation at Easter, and for the communities of faith who will receive them. We'll respond, grant new life, O Lord. Give them the faith to acknowledge Christ as the resurrection and the life, we pray. Grant new life, O Lord. Free them from sin and grant them growth in the holiness that leads to eternal life, we pray. Grant new life, O Lord. Protect them from all snares and temptations of the evil one, we pray. Grant new life, O Lord. Fill them with the hope of the life-giving Spirit, and prepare them to celebrate in spirit and in truth the glory of Christ's death and resurrection, we pray. Grant new life, O Lord. Let's pray that all of us will grow deep in our friendship with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Grant new life, O Lord. I pray for all of the families that are following this Mass that you will experience a lot of joy knowing that Jesus truly loves you. Grant new life, O Lord. O God, the source of all life, preserve us from the temptation to seek life in ourselves alone. Grant us faith to seek life in Jesus Christ through our participation in the mystery of the cross, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer, fruit of the vine, the work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Hear us, Almighty God, and having instilled in your servants the teachings of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as true man, he wept for Lazarus, his friend, and as Eternal God raised him from the tomb, just as taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May your voice, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and proclaim your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jose, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, who will please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer to each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. I invite all of you to make a spiritual communion when I'm receiving sacramental communion. Invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your best friend and tell him how much you really love him. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy to enter my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Communion antiphon. Everyone who lives and believes in me will not die forever, says the Lord. Thank you. Right now we're going to be exposing the Blessed Sacrament. It's what we've done in confirmation the past 4 or 5 weeks before Mass. Remember that we placed the Blessed Sacrament on the altar and one of the priests led you in talking to Jesus Christ. So it's really going to be the same thing. We expose Jesus on the altar and for about 5 minutes this time there'll be silence. After you've made your spiritual communion, now you can talk to the Lord and tell him everything that's going on in your life because he really wants to talk to you and listen to you. Sacrament, most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O sacrament, most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Sacrament, most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. So what you see on the altar, see this picture of Jesus on the altar, it's really Jesus. It's really Jesus. So on the altar, that's really Jesus. He is your best friend. Spend a few minutes just talking with him, praising him, worshiping him, loving him, and telling him everything. Absolutely tell him everything, everything, everything that's in your heart because he really wants to get to know you, love you, and talk to you as your best friend. spend just one more minute talking to Jesus, because he's listening to you very attentively. And as I said, the picture that I have is a artistic depiction of Jesus, but on the altar, that's really Jesus. So spend about another minute just thanking him, talk to him from your heart, and telling him how much he loves you, because he loves you so much. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, in whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Bless, O Lord, your people who long for the gift of your mercy, and grant that what at your prompting they desire, they may receive by your generous gift through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Closing hymn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail, Holy Queen, enthroned above all Maria. Hail, Mother of mercy and of love, O Maria. Triumph, O ye cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound the hymn, Salve, Salve, Salve Regina, Salve, Salve, Salve Regina.